Welcome back here inside the Cabin Design Apparel Radio postgame show on 92.1 KRLS with our continuing coverage of Iowa High School Athletics. We're joined now by our player of the game, Impella Christian's Class 2A Substate 6 quarterfinal win against the Albia Blue Demons, Connor Van Zee. Connor, a great job by the Eagles tonight to just come out, take care of business here against the Blue Demons. I want to start, though. You start the game at third base. After one inning, you rush out to the bullpen, warm up to throw again, and you go out there and you handle the Blue Demons lineup basically throughout the game. In your mind, in that mentality, how do you prep for a game like that coming in following the opener?
I know I'm going to go in there and be a change of speed from when Trevor starts the game. So they'll have a difficult time changing, adjusting to my speed, and I'm not as fast as Trevor, but yeah, I just try to go in there, throw strikes as much as I can, and know that my team is behind me.
Well, you may not have the velocity on the fastball, but one thing that I've noticed all season long is you waste no time on the bump, too. And I know that a lot of pitchers, that's a tough thing to just catch the ball, get right back on the mound, and just go right back into it there. In your mind, what is it that allows you to be able to do that with such consistency and the ability to – pitch after pitch, just pump in strikes without having to worry about, catching your breath, it feels like, because it doesn't feel like you ever do that.
Yeah, no, I try to stay at a consistent speed because I know they can, if I throw strikes, they're going to hit it. And if I can play at my speed, I feel like I can do better and provide the best for the outcome for the team. So, yeah.
And I saw you here last day for the softball game.
Yes, sir.
Just coming out here, kind of getting a lay of the land. Yep. I mean, I know that you're not unfamiliar with Des Moines Christian's Field, but just coming up here, getting familiarized and whatnot, how big of an advantage do you feel like that was to just have a couple opportunities to come up here, get a look at the field, and just kind of know your surroundings a little bit better against an Albia team that I don't believe has been up this way to play a game at Des Moines Christian this year?
No, I struggled last game here at DMC. I led 5 runs, and so I'd like to come here and visualize that I know I can throw strikes, and it doesn't matter where I am, I can throw strikes and compete in a game. So,
to come back here, this place not been all that friendly to Pella Christian this year, unfortunately, here at Des Moines Christian, or this summer, I should say, with, you look at it, the baseball team, this was their first loss of the season on this field to come back here, get this win. Mm-hmm. And, last night, unfortunately, this was where the softball season ended too, to come back up here and just get that measure of revenge after, a tough first outing here at Des Moines Christian. How good did that feel to get that off your back as well?
It felt really good. I was kind of nervous going into the game. But, once that first inning went by and Trevor's doing good and I knew I could go in there and throw strikes, I felt pretty good about the game. So, yeah.
And coming back out here, you mentioned one thing that with your pitching that you maybe don't have the velocity that a Trevor Veenstra has, but you kept the hitters off balance all night. 9 strikeouts in this contest, 10 total for the Eagles here for their pitching staff. And, getting those 9 strikeouts, what was it that you felt like you were doing well to keep their hitters off balance and not get comfortable in the box?
I know I can – when I play at my speed, I can throw strikes, and I just like to play at my own speed, and once I get off that, it can be kind of hard to get back in the groove, but yeah.
One thing I got to touch on, too, because we were talking about it here before we jumped on the air, you made your way up here to our spot in the football bleachers where we're broadcasting from tonight. It got really warm, like right before the game started.
It did.
How big of a factor do you feel like that played in tonight's game, and how did you mentally just try to block that out and overcome the heat that we had here at Des Moines Christian?
I was prepared for it. I wasn't expecting it, but I drank a lot of water today, so the heat doesn't bother me too bad as long as my hands don't get sweaty, and yeah.
Hey, that's a good way to do it, too. And one thing, too, it took a couple innings for the Eagles to crack the scoreboard, but once you did, it felt like runs were kind of steady there throughout the game. And just getting that level of production from your offense, how big of a boost did that give you on the mound to go out there and have more confidence in what you were doing against this Blue Demon lineup?
No, I love pitching with the lead. It just reassures me after I give a walk up or something. But, yeah, I know that our team is going to go out there and do their best to try to score and help me out on the mound. So,
And we got to talk about the play of the game too as well. Outside of your outside of the strikeouts you had tonight, Brecken Ritzert cutting down that runner at third base there too. So, I think that was in your second inning of work that he does that with that strong throw from right field. In that moment, you're watching a runner potentially get to third base and your right fielder makes a play like that. What was going through your mind in that moment as you're seeing that ball come in from right field and getting out of the inning?
I had full faith in Brecken to make that throw. And it's a tough throw, but now I know he's going to do his best, and he has a good arm out there. So it's nice to know that my outfielders have my back, and yeah.
And, again, we're talking to Connor Van Zee, our player of the game here, following a 6-0 win in the quarterfinals to advance Pella Christian Baseball into the semifinals against the winner of Des Moines Christian and PCM, which is still to be determined as of the time of this interview. But, you know, getting a chance to now watch these teams and kind of study them before Saturday semifinal, getting some opportunities to go practice a little bit and just rest out too. How big of an advantage do you feel like that is, having that win out of the way and now getting the chance to study this opponent rather than having to watch your opponent, study them then, and then go try to win?
Yeah, it's also a big advantage for us to play DMC early in the year. That gives us a good idea of what they can do and what their weaknesses are and strengths. And yeah, I feel pretty good going to the game this Saturday against PCM or DMC, but we'll see who wins tonight.
And real quick, too, I know it's going to – it's what are the other opponent right now at the time that we're talking, so we don't know who it is, but if there's one area of the game you feel like it's going to come down to Saturday night, you feel like this team can maybe improve on, this Eagles team can improve on, what would be that one area going into Saturday night that you would want this team to improve?
I'd honestly say our small ball, so bunting and just easy base hits or not letting balls past us or anything like that. Just making the normal plays and getting bunts down, advancing runners, and not letting up any free bags.
All right, Connor. Well, we'll look forward to seeing on Saturday how the Eagles fare. But, again, congratulations on the win. And getting the nod, player of the game, 9 Ks on the bump in 6 innings of work. And I believe it was just 4 hits and a walk tonight, but a strong showing for you. Again, congrats on the win.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Connor Van Zee, the winning pitcher of tonight's contest against the Albion Blue Demons.